And so, Stephen, what measures might all the political parties put in place?
Yes, well, we've identified approximately 9 billion of tax increases that might, in principle, be accepted by all the political parties. Now, we're not saying any of these are a good idea, I hasten to add, but what we're saying is there could be a level of political consensus that if tax increases were needed, these could be some of the ones that were first on all the parties' agenda. A good example is not increasing the income tax allowances in line with inflation. For many years now, the principle has been that the fixed personal allowance should be increased by inflation. Obviously, much more important when inflation was at a much higher level than it is now. But if these allowances were to be frozen and not follow inflation, our estimate is that this could attract another 5 billion of revenue into the Exchequer, and is a relatively painless way to do it, at least in the short term. Other things could be introduced, such as on the duties, by increasing the level of the duties on the so-called sin taxes on alcohol, tobacco, fuel, road duties by a little bit more than inflation. And those could bring in perhaps another three to four billion pounds. So those are measures that it's quite possible that whilst there would be particular sections of industry or individual groups who might not appreciate those measures, there'd be a broader element of consensus as opposed to the particular party political measures that we'll go on to discuss. Is this live?